Would you be comfortable interacting with a digital human? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lingyao Wan, assistant professor in the Department of Information System and Business Analytics at Iowa State University, looks into this question.
Over the last 7 years, I have been researching the emerging field of digital humans with colleagues from Indiana University and the University of Sydney. Digital humans are avatars with realistic human faces, made possible through advancements in computer graphics and artificial intelligence. They are being used by some companies already, and we believe most managers will have a digital human as an assistant or an employee in the not-too-distant future. Our research shows that people treat digital humans the same way they treat real humans, at least for simple tasks. We propose four types of digital humans based on the focus and depth of the interaction they're deployed for. Virtual agents, such as call center agents, are designed to complete specific one-time tasks. Virtual assistants, like digital assistants for Zoom calls, are designed to provide task-focused services and develop personal relationships over time. Virtual influencers supply their followers with experiences in a non-personalized way. Virtual companions have the potential to develop deeply personal relationships with users. Despite the advantage of digital employees who can work tirelessly all the time, they may not be suitable for all business applications. In some cases, chatbots or voice-only assistants may be better choices. Digital humans are powerful and progressing at an incredibly fast speed. Our research can help shape the discussion.
That was Lingyao Wan of Iowa State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.